about you, should I open the Dev Stuti poem? The
No,
Dev Stuti poem?
Dev Stuti poem. Dev Stuti poem, yeah, right. Everybody open. Natasha, Arush, Tia.
Just give me a second, Anubhaji. I'm just opening it.
Yeah, okay. Take your time. Okay, meanwhile, we'll start with the Mangala Charan, okay? We'll join our hands, close our eyes, Arush Namukar Mantra and Diya Chatkari Mangal Path. Start.
Namo Arihantaram, Namo Siddharam, Namo Ayariyaram, Namo Vajayanam, Namo Loe Savisavunam, Aso Panchanamokaro, Save Pava Panchana, Manglai Nanchis Savisi, Paramavai Mangalam.
Chatari Mangalam, Arahanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam. Kivri Pananto, Brahmo Mangalam, Chatari Logutama, Arahanta Logutama, Siddha Logutama, Sahu Logutama, Kivri Pananto. Chetaishanam pravajami, anteshanam pravajami, siddhishanam pravajami, saushanam pravajami, kivli panantam damam shanam pravajami.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you're well? Are you well or what? Dia, are you fine?
Yes.
Okay. Arjun opened it.
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, yeah, Jaimin, Jai Chinendra.
Jai Chinendra.
Okay, we have not started Jaimin. Okay, so we'll start. Open the Dev Stuti. So we just do the last thing which are remaining. Arjun, you have done till slide number 8, right?
I think slide number 6, where it says enrich and sorrow, enrich joys and gloomy sorrows.
Destroyed karmas.
Yeah, I've done that. I think I'm on slide 8. I haven't completed slide 8 yet.
Yeah, I've not completed yet. We just started with that. Okay. So, who is going to explain slide 8 to all of us? Arush, will you try? Slide number 8, may our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of false sins, but true knowledge of ourselves grew within with religious education. If you can explain all of us so that Arjun will get what we did.
I can explain, I think.
Yeah, please. Very good. Start.
May our soul remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. I think that means, like, the soul remain in untainted, and the dust of the sins.
Yes. Put it in simple language. It's very easy. You don't have to use, like, you just put it in simple. Yeah. What do we mean by simply? Like, should we do sins or should we not do sins?
Clean heart.
What?
Clean heart. So you shouldn't have the dust of the sins in your heart. You should have a clean heart.
Okay, so our soul should remain deprived of all the dust of the sins. We should not have any sins in our heart or in our soul. Okay, fine. Okay, the next two lines, Arush, very good.
True knowledge of ourselves. So the knowledge of ourselves go in the religious education that we do. So the knowledge, we want our knowledge to grow in the religious education we do.
Okay. So what will we get by getting know ourselves truly? Like, why do we need true knowledge of ourselves? Very good, you said it right.
We need true knowledge ourselves so that we have more knowledge about gender and then we can become a god.
Yes, so the true knowledge is, in contrast with the wrong knowledge, it's a true knowledge. So wrong knowledge is mithyatva, mithyatgyan. True knowledge is the true knowledge which will lead us to the path of the liberation. So for the liberation, for the moksha to happen, we need true knowledge. And how will that happen? Then we'll be doing this religious education. So this make this true knowledge of ourselves, that who I am, from where have I come, where do I want to go. These questions, this is the true knowledge of ourselves. May this grow and may we lead with this knowledge in the path of liberation. Okay, very good, Arush. Okay, Arjun, did you get the meaning of these four lines?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. So I'll put it simply that, O dear God, may our souls be deprived of their sins. Now, sins are what? Sins are like dust. So they are actually tainting our souls. So may our souls remain deprived of the dead dust of the sins. Precisely, may we never commit any sins. Okay, so where is it possible when we don't commit sins? If we concentrate on ourselves, we will not commit sins. So therefore, the next line says that may the true knowledge of myself grow within me, that may I know myself more accurately, more truly. I know more about myself. And how is it possible? With the religious education. Means with the true text, what Arhantas have said, what Sarvagya Bhagwan has said, what Odiya Bhagwan you have said, following that, may the true knowledge of myself, that who I am, grow within me. Okay? Simple? Anybody has any question in these four lines? No one? Right? Okay, the last four lines of the slide 9, these are the last lines of the poem. Who will explain these? These are very simple. Dia, will you try?
Two lines or four lines?
Yeah, the slide number 9, standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord. The meaning of these lines. Very good.
Standing on our feet with joined.
Yes. Yes, we are standing and our hands are joined and we are worshipping dear Lord. Yes. And what are we worshipping for? The next two lines. What are we praying?
We are praying that all our hopes be fulfilled.
So what kind of hopes we have, like to have good ice cream or chocolates or a new dress?
No.
So what is the hope we have?
To attain moksha.
Any other hope that we prayed in this poem, like we hoped for something else? We from the starting, we hope that may we not do sins. So this is again hope. May the dust of sins don't, may this, the dust of sins don't come to me. May I do not commit any sins. May I do not do stealing. May I do not say untruth. We all prayed this, right? So may all these hopes of ours, these get fulfilled. That means, if we fulfill these, what do? We attain ourselves. And therefore, by fulfilling all these prayers, may we attain ourselves. Very good, Dia. Excellent. So, Arjun, did you write these lines as well? Very simple?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so we are standing on our feet and with joined hands and we are worshipping the Bhagwan. Why are we worshipping you? We are just assuming that all these wishes will get fulfilled. It's not that you will make it fulfilled, but we are in front of you just praying. We are wishing that may we do not commit any sin, may we do not do any bad thing, and may we practice on our own soul, and therefore may we attain ourselves. That is nothing but the liberation. Because Siddhas attain themselves, that's why they are in moksha. So if we attain ourselves, we are in moksha. So we are praying that maybe by not doing any wrong, get to know ourselves, and by getting ourselves, maybe attain the liberation. Simple? Okay. And the last line, okay. Fine. So in this whole poem, anybody has any question regarding any paragraph?
And Anubhavji, the last page is just a repeat of the first slide, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh God, the world of attachments, omniscient of well-being creature. Okay, Arjun, can you explain us the meaning of these four lines?
We're saying, oh God, you're Sarvagya, you're Vitragi, and you're Hitopdeshi.
Awesome.
Let our wrong belief get destroyed by the true knowledge.
Yes, excellent, very good. Very good, very good, awesome. So what is wrong belief, if you can tell me?
The wrong beliefs are that we are the body.
Yes, so I believe in something which I am not. Exactly, very good. So not differentiating ourselves from the things which we are not is nothing but the wrong knowledge, wrong belief, that is mithyatva. The all opposite beliefs, which I am not, I am believing myself to be. So, this is the wrong belief, and I am praying for you, Bhagwan, that my this wrong belief, which is the root cause of this all mundane existence, this all samsara, these all miseries, this is the root cause. And therefore, may it get destroyed, and therefore, I become happy. Excellent, Arjun, very good. Okay, so this poem is completed, so we'll be singing it towards the ending of the session today. We have to learn this poem because by the end of this year, like we have this second year, right? So we should at least, we should have this poem learned, because next time whenever we go to the temple, we have to pray to our Bhagwan in this manner, because these are the things we should always wish for, that may I don't speak the untruth, may I not speak anything which will hurt anybody. So these are the wishes we have to make. So this is the prayer we do in front of Bhagwan. We don't beg in front of Bhagwan like, please give us good marks, good grades, or good clothes, good gadgets. We're not praying for that. We don't beg in front of Bhagwan. We just wish that good things come into us. And what are we? We are the soul. So what will be good for our soul? That the bad things get out, which are the sins. So we have to make our souls like pure. Okay? So how do we do that? We keep praying. We keep saying that, oh, I don't have to do this. So whenever that thought comes into your mind, oh, I should tell a lie. So we immediately recall it. Oh, no, we should not tell the untruth. So we don't say it. So this is the effect of the poem. So we have to learn it. Okay, we all will try to learn it. Okay, together. Fine. There is on this last slide, there is this picture. And this is the story of a frog. So we'll bring it in some of the days. Today we have some special thing to do. I guess you all have got that file, Know Thyself, a script. Anybody?
Yes, sir. I have
so
it open.
Yes, sir, the Word file. So we all will open it. Okay, so what we're going to learn, it's a separate chapter plus a dialogue also for us. So it's like a play as well as a chapter. What are we going to learn about? We learned how many Tirthankaras do we have, German?
24,
exactly. And what is the name of first Tirthankara?
Rishabhdev,
exactly. And who is the last Tirthankara, Arush?
Mahavir Swami.
Exactly, very good. So we have two names for Rishabh Dev. Like one is Rishabh Dev, other is? Anyone? Natasha, other name? Adinath Bhagwan, very good. And there are five names for Mahavi Bhagwan. So this is nothing but the, we'll try to learn some more things about Adinath Bhagwan, the first Tirthankara, and the Mahavir Bhagwan, the last Tirthankara of this time, like of this period that we are in. So we have last Tirthankara as Mahavir Bhagwan, first Tirthankara as Adinath Bhagwan. Okay, so what we'll be doing, we'll be just giving it a first read, and then if any special point comes out, we'll be discussing it, because it's a story of their life, okay? It is not very detailed, it's very like specific points that we have, but it's good, it will cover most of the things, okay? Okay, so in the first scene, what is happening? Dia and Natasha. Natasha is the elder sister. Dia is the younger sister. They are in a temple and they start having conversation. And then later they go to the Pathshala and then where they meet Arush, Jaimin and Arjun, and then the discussion again starts on Mahavir Bhagwan, okay? So Dia and Natasha talks about Adinath Bhagwan, and later Arjun, Arush, Natasha, Dia and Jaimin, all the five talk about the Mahavir Bhagwan, okay? So we all can start reading it. Okay, so all look at your script only. So whose name is there? Just on your turn, you have to say your dialogue, okay? Make it like a conversation. It's a very, very, very interesting story of Mahavir Bhagwan and Adinath Bhagwan. Okay, so Dia will start, okay? So Dia is with her elder sister Natasha, who is very religious. And she 1008 Bhagwan Adinath Digambar Jain Temple. Okay. Start.
Dee, let us go home.
Just wait, Dia. Let me recite Bhaktamber's throat before we leave.
What is Bhaktamber's throat?
It is a devotional poem written by Acharya Man Tung in which Bhagwan Adinath has been adored.
Who is Bhagwan Adinath? In whose adoration thousands of people receive this poem?
He is a god. He knows all the things of the world. He is perfectly happy because he is devoid of attachment and aversion.
Had he been untouched and omniscient since birth?
No, my dear. He achieved the state of non-attachment and omniscience by his supreme efforts. Born in Ayodhya, he was the son of King Nabhi Raya and Maru Devi, the queen.
Prince Shiva, did he not rule?
Yes, he ruled and married too. He had two wives. Nanda was his first wife, who bore 100 sons, including Bharat Chakravarti, and a daughter, Brahmi. His second wife was Sunanda, who bore Bahubali and a daughter, Sundari.
So while Bharat and Chakravarti and Bahubali, sons of Lord Adinath?
Adinath attained godhood later in life. He was simply a King Rishabhdev at the time. Since he was first Tirthankar, he was called Adinath. One day, Nilanjana was dancing in his court. During the course of the dance, Nilanjana passed away. Seeing this, he realized the transition nature of the world, forsook the royal life, and became a saint. For 6 months, he remained absorbed in contemplation. For the next 6 months also, he did not get food due to his self-imposed conditions. After a year, on a certain day, King Shreyans gave him sugarcane juice for the first time. Since then, that day has been celebrated as Akshay Tritiya Festival.
Did he become omniscient immediately after becoming saint?
No, dear. For 1,000 years, he remained in the state of self-absorption. One day, he obtained perfect knowledge in the state and began to give Divya Dhwani, which showed the path of liberation to the world.
So you offer the
prayer to him, I shall also do the same. Will he show the path of liberation to me too?
By all means, offer your prayers to him. Leaving the glories of the Samasharan, the religious court, he became a perfectly liberated soul at Mount Kailash. The way to liberation, as preached by him, is shown to us by the enlightened soul. The persons who tread his path can attain the godhood in the same way.
Great! Let's together recite Bhaktamrasa.
And afterwards, you will come with me to Pathshala. Don't you want to explore more about being happy and liberated?
Sure, Dee.
Okay, okay. Very good. Well done, well done. Okay, so what did we, started the conversation, started. This is about Adinath Bhagwan. Very short and basic points, okay? So I'll tell you a brief story of Adinath Bhagwan. Then you can, you'll have all the, this script will set in your mind, okay? See, Adinath Bhagwan is the first Tirthankara, okay? So on Adinath Bhagwan, there is this like one prayer we did, Dev Stuti we did, right? So this is the prayer. One Sanskrit prayer is there, known as Bhaktamar Stotra. It's written by Mantunga Acharya. Manatunga Acharya. Acharya Manatunga. Okay, so how many names of Acharyas do we know now? Arjun, names of Acharyas. Yeah, give me one name of Acharya. We learned it one day. Any one name other than Mantunga Acharya?
Anyone.
Just try to relate it with Namokar Mantra. Acha, Pushpadanta. Very good. Okay, Pushpadanta. Arjun said Pushpadanta. And another name, Jamin. Any other Acharya?
Kundukunda
Acharya. Excellent. Pushpadanta Acharya, Kundukunda Acharya. Natasha, any other name?
Dharsen Acharya,
excellent, Dharsen Acharya. Arush, any other name? We have Kundukunda Acharya, Pushpadanta Acharya, Dharsen Acharya.
Bhutbali
Acharya, excellent, from Namokar Mantra chapter, excellent, Bhutbali Acharya. We have four Acharyas now. Dear, do you remember any other than these four?
No.
Okay, Diya, we have Amrit Chandra Acharya, one more Acharya, Amrit Chandra. Okay, fine. Here is the fifth name for us. This is Manatunga Acharya. Diya, how do we say it?
Manatunga Acharya.
Yeah, there is very, very interesting story about Acharya Manatunga. Okay, what happened? The king at that time, in the time of Acharya Manatunga, okay, he made him behind the bars, okay, during his rulership, whatever. What he did, he was like not following the Jain monks. So what he did, he made him inside the prison. So he locked them behind the bars, and not one bar. There was not one prison room. This prison had 48 gates. How many gates? 48. This prison had 40. A Jain monk, a Sadhu Pamishti, Acharya Pamishti, he was by a ruler at that time who was the hater of Jain monks or whatever. Okay, so he didn't like. So he actually made him behind the prison walls, but that prison had having how many gates? 48 gates. So means behind 48 barred gates, they were Acharya Manatunga. Okay, so what he did, he was Acharya. So what do Acharyas do? They practice their souls, okay? And meanwhile, when they do not practice their soul, they either think about Bhagwan or think about six substances, seven tattvas. We'll be learning about these things later. So they keep thinking about the religious knowledge that they have, okay? So they don't waste their time like thinking about what I'll do in future, what I'll be doing then, like we do. We think about what I want to become, what I'll do in examination, I have to top, I have to go play. They do not misuse their mind in that way. They always keep, engaged their mind in the things, like practicing their souls is their main motive. The other one is like to praise Bhagwan, to do the prayer of Bhagwan, or to think about the preaching of the Bhagwan, okay? So what he did, he started doing the prayer of Adinath Bhagwan. Okay? So, he wrote the first tensa, like we had a word devoid of attachment. So, like he wrote the first tensa, it's in Sanskrit language. Sanskrit language, okay? We have Prakrit language, Namokar Mantra in Prakrit language. Now, this Bhaktamar Stotra is in Sanskrit language. So, he is doing the prayer of Adinath Bhagwan sitting behind 48 prison gates, okay? So, now he writes the verse in tensa. The first gate from his side, it gets unlocked automatically by the devas, okay, whatever. Then he writes second, the second prison gate gets unlocked. The third, like this, he wrote 48 stanzas in this poem, and all the 48 stanzas, all the 48 gates of the prison got broken. And then Raja realizes, the king realizes his mistake, and he made him go, and he actually apologized in front of him, and he made him go, the king. So this is the story behind this Bhaktamar Stotra, and therefore it is very famous. Why? Because we people really believe in wonders. So when people heard about this story, they actually made this Bhaktamar Stotra great hit. It's very much, you know, if you read it when you grow older, okay, when you actually start to comprehend what do the Sanskrit chants mean or the English translation of this, it's very, very awesome poem. It has the true prayer, the Acharya has done a prayer of, Acharya Parmeshti is praying the Arhanta Parmeshti. So it's done in magnificent way. So the Bhaktamar Stotra was written by Acharya Mantunga behind in the prison in 48 stanzas. So this has 48 stanzas, okay, and it's written in Sanskrit language. Okay? Clear? Okay, so this is the story of Mantunga Acharya. He wrote 48 stanzas and he's out of the jail after writing 48 stanzas. This is the strength of a Muni Raj. Okay. So now we come to the Adinath Bhagwan, okay. So now Adinath Bhagwan was the first Tirthankara, okay. So he was not like since birth he became Arhanta Parmeshti or Siddha Parmeshti. We have this procedure, right? We have to first take Diksha. So what do we have first? The Jeeva of Tirthankara comes into the womb of his mother. That is Garbh Kalyanak we have. What next after Garbh Kalyanak, what do we have? After Garbh Kalyanak, what do we have?
Janma
Kalyanak, he takes birth, right? So he takes birth, just right after taking birth, he doesn't become Bhagwan. So the Diya asks this question to Natasha, his elder sister, that was he Bhagwan since his childhood? No. Bhagwans are not, the Bhagwans don't take birth, they become Bhagwan, you know? So people celebrated his Garbh Kalyanak, then he took birth, Janma Kalyanak, then he was the son of a king, so he took he was a successor to his father and he took the kingdom, he became the king, he ruled, he married, he had two wives. What are the names? Nanda and Sunanda. What is the name? Very simple, Nanda and Sunanda. Okay, and what is the name of the parents of the Adinath Bhagwan? It's Nabhiraya and Marudevi. So he was the son of King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi. And the city at which he took birth was Ayodhya. Have you ever heard about Ayodhya? Anyone? Ayodhya, why is it famous? What is this famous for? Ayodhya. There is a city in India named Ayodhya. It is famous because in Hindu mythology, they believe that it is the birthplace of Ram, the Lord Ram as well. Yeah, it is true. It is the birthplace of Ram as well. So in Ayodhya, who took birth? Adinath Bhagwan took birth, the Jeeva of Adinath Bhagwan took birth in Ayodhya. Means his Janm Kalyanak happened where? In Ayodhya, okay? He was the son of King Nabhiraya and Queen Marudevi, okay? So we'll get used to these names later, okay, when they'll be doing quick readings. Now, he had two wives, Nanda and Sunanda, okay? The first wife, Nanda, she had, from first wife, he had 100 sons, 100, 100, who? Adinath Bhagwan, he had 100 sons. And one of the 100 sons was Bharat Chakravarti. We heard his story once upon a time, right? Bharat Chakravarti. Bharat Chakravarti, he's a Bhagwan as well at present, okay? He's also Bhagwan. And 100 sons plus one daughter. The daughter's name is Brahmi. From the mother Nanda, 100 sons plus one daughter. So 100 sons including Bharat Chakravarti and the daughter is Brahmi. The second wife is Sunanda, who had Bahubali and Sundari. Bahubali, one son Bahubali and one daughter Sundari. Okay, so he had two daughters, Brahmi and Sundari, and 101 sons. 100 from Nanda and 1 from Sunanda. So including Bharat Chakravarti and Bahubali. Bharat Chakravarti and Bahubali both are at present Bhagwan. Have you heard about Bahubali Bhagwan, anyone?
Yes.
You have seen the statue of Bahubali Bhagwan? The idol of Bahubali Bhagwan, anybody? Have you seen the standing idol of Bhagwan, which has, you know, all the stems and the roots are all over his body? Never came across such a statue?
Yes.
The idol of the Bhagwan who has all the stems, like the stems, you know, we have stems, like plants. So his whole body has these stems. And no, none of you have seen it. I'll mail you the pictures of Bahubali Bhagwan.
I've seen it.
And okay, you have seen it. You must have seen the picture of the longest statue of any Bhagwan. It's in India.
Gaumateshwar Bahubali,
they say it. If you Google it, you'll get it. Okay? So, we have this Bahubali Bhagwan and Bharat Chakravarti. So, Bharat Bhagwan and Bahubali Bhagwan, they both are the sons of Adinath Bhagwan. Now, this is his family tree. Okay? Fine. Now, the main incidents that why did he take a Diksha? Why did he become monk? Okay, so this is the interesting story. Now, listen. Okay, what happened? He was the king. So he was sitting in his theater, in his, in his room, where all the, everybody of his council, everybody used to sit, they were sitting, the king and this. Okay, and since he was the Jiva of Tirthankara, he is the Tirthankara, right? He will be becoming Arhanta Pramishti and giving us Divvidvani. So, you know, the Devas from the Devgati are always at his service, okay? So, what is going on in this room, in this ministerial room? What is happening that there is this one of the lady from Devgati, one of the Devi, named Neelanjana. What is the name of the Devi? Neelanjana. It's very famous, okay? Neelanjana. She was dancing in the premises, okay? She was dancing and they all were like enjoying the dance, okay? So she was dancing. So it was like a kind of entertainment was happening, okay? Now what happens? While she was dancing, that Saudharmendra, who was also present there, he realizes that Neelanjana is going to die in some moments, because what happens in Devgati, they do not fall sick, they do not lose any of their the bodily strength when they grow sick or they grow old. Whenever the time comes, they automatically, you know, they sleep and they die. So there is no sign I may be walking at this moment and maybe next moment is my last moment. So the Saudharmendra, through his special gyan, he has avadhi gyan, he foresees the future that Neelanjana is going to die. And she's dancing. And he realizes that if she dies, it will actually hinder the enjoyment of the Tirthankara. Okay, he will actually feel bad. The Tirthankara, the Rishabdev will feel bad. The Rishabdev who is enjoying the dance, he will feel bad. So it might cause, hindrance in the enjoyment or in the entertainment of the Tirthankara. So what does this Saudharmendra do? The moment Neelanjana dies, he uses all his powers without any lapse, without any second movement. He arranges for second, another lady of the same bodily structures of Neelanjana. The moment she dies, this girl replaced her in the, like, in no moment. Like, nobody can even think of that the replacement has happened. But Tirthankaras, they have Avadhi Gyan as well. So Adinath Bhagwan had, you know, three knowledges. When Tirthankaras, since birth, they have three kind of knowledges. Mati Gyan, Shruti Gyan, and Avadhi Gyan. We'll be coming into later, in later classes. At present, we all have Mati Gyan and Shruti Gyan. We all have two kind of knowledge. We first get, like, while you're walking the streets, okay, and you are looking down, even you take turns because you know the way. So there works your Mati Gyan. And when you actually learn things, there works your Shruti Gyan. So this is our different. So we have two kinds of Gyan from the birth. Tirthankara Bhagwan has since birth three types of knowledge. So Adinath Bhagwan or Rishabhdev, the king Rishabhdev, realizes that Saudharma Indra has done this. So what he feels bad about is, see, there one person actually died there. And for my entertainment, this king, what, he didn't care about the death of that devi, that lady. He didn't care about the death of that lady. But what he cared about is my entertainment. So this world is so temporary, and we care about our entertainment so much. So he realizes the temporariness or the transitionness of this world, and he actually instantly feels very, you know, like very sad about the actuality of this world. And he decides to take Diksha, and he goes to the one, and his Tap Kalyanak happens. So what is this incident? Nilanjana is dancing. Immediately what is happening? The Southern Indra realizes that it's his last moment. So just to protect the movement, the entertainment movement of Tirthankara, he replaces Nilanjana with a new Devi of identical looks. Like, normal public didn't get any hint, but Tirthankara got, because he knew his knowledge is very sharp. So therefore he took Diksha. So that is what is written. Nilanjana was dancing in his court, and this happened. Okay, it's clear? Everybody?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
It's too much. Is it being too much today? Or it's fine? Hello? Am I going too fast?
It's fine.
No,
it's
okay. Fine.
Dia, it's fine, right? It's fine, na? You're able to comprehend what I'm saying? Am I clear to all of you? Okay. So now this is up to what he, his Garbh Kalyanak happened, Jan Kalyanak happened in Ayodhya. He was the son of Nabi Rai, King Nabi Rai, and Maru Devi, the Queen Maru Devi. Ayodhya, so he ruled in Ayodhya, so he had two wives, Nanda and Sunanda. Nanda, the first wife, had 100 sons and one daughter, that is Brahmi. And 100 sons included the Bharat Chakravarti. The Sunanda, the other wife, had one son and one daughter. The daughter is Sundari and the son is Bahubali. Okay? And now he was sitting in his court watching the dance of Nilanjana, who actually died during the dance, and the Southern Indra replaced another lady in place of her. And therefore, he realizes the temporariness of this world. So he doesn't want to be in this world. So therefore, he takes up the path of liberation. He wants to destroy the birth and the death cycle of this world. He doesn't want to die like that Nilanjana died, and nobody cared. So therefore, he took the path of liberation. So he became a monk. Now when he became the monk, he took the Diksha. So for the next 6 months, for the 6 months after taking the Diksha, okay, the king, who is living the very lavish life, royal life, he was a king, takes Diksha. He devoids everything. He is detached from everything. So he has nothing on his body. He's doing nothing. So now what he does, the Rishabhdev, he, for the 6 months, take, you know, he is contemplating on only his soul. He's not going to any place. He's just standing and practicing his soul. Standing on the same place for the 6 months. So for 6 months, he didn't move. He tried practicing his soul. Okay? For 6 months, he didn't eat anything. He didn't do anything. After 6 months, he started going for Ahar. We have Ahar for Muniraj, right? We heard some of the stories. Muniraj goes for Ahar to eat something and Shravak, the people like we, like us, we give Ahar to Muniraj, right? So he started going to Ahar. But he was the first Tirthankara. Nobody before Adinath was born was a saint. He started the process of, he showed the people the path to be a Muniraj. How momhood works, okay? So nobody knew what mom's feet. So he used to go to have Ahar. So he's going to the town. So people see, oh, the monk Rishabdev is coming. So they prepare some people are ready with the cash, some people are ready with the jewelry, some have their lands to offer him, like, oh, please take all our offerings. So they, some of the people give them cash, some give them jewelry, some even tried giving them their daughters and like marry her. So this is what happened. Nobody knew what to do. Now somebody actually offered him food, but they didn't know what is the procedure to offer prayer, to offer the food to the monk. So for the next 6 months, first 6 months he didn't try for the food. For the next 6 months, he went for the food, but he didn't get the proper, like, if he had the self-imposed condition, which every monk has to follow. He didn't get fulfilled that condition, therefore he didn't take the. So for 1 year, he didn't anything after taking Diksha. Okay?
Okay.
Hello. Okay, so he didn't eat anything. Now, what happens, there is this King Shreyans in one of the fine cities, in the outskirts of which King Rishabdev is practicing his soul. Now, on one fine night, this King Shreyans, the Deva from the Devgati, they started thinking like, nobody knows how to give Ahar to a monk. So what will happen? The Rishabdev will not have anything to eat or what? So what he does, in the night, King Shreyans, one of the Deva gives a dream to King Shreyans. What dream to King Shreyans? That King Shreyans, he gives a dream that how to give Ahar to a monk. So this King Shreyans, he wakes up in the morning, he gets wake up in the morning, and what does he do? He actually contemplates what was in the dream, in reality consults it with his wife, and they all prepare the food accordingly. Now Rishabdev comes for again in the morning for the Ahar, and now what he sees that in the premises of King Shreyans, the proper self, the conditions which he has imposed on himself on the food, those got fulfilled, and therefore King Shreyans gave the first Ahar to the Rishabdev Bhagwan. After how much year? After a year he ate something. What did he eat? He ate sugarcane juice. He drank, actually he got sugarcane juice in his first food, okay, after becoming a monk. And therefore that festival is, today we also celebrate that festival as Akshaya Tritiya. I don't know if you all know about this. By the way, we learnt about the festivals, right? There are two types of festival. Who will tell me?
Eternal.
Eternal, very good. And? Yeah, right. Eternal is correct.
I don't remember the other one's name.
Can you tell me the name?
Eternal?
Yeah, one is eternal, and another is
Arjun.
What are you saying?
I said internal, but I think that's wrong.
No, not internal. Eternal. What are the eternal? Any example of eternal, if anybody can give me, eternal festival?
I believe isn't holy.
Holy is eternal. Okay. What do you have to say, Arush? Yes, Arush? Any example of eternal? Arjun gave us as holy. Any other?
Diwali.
Diwali is again eternal. Okay, so it seems that we have all forgotten everything about the chapter. See, there are two types of festivals. One is eternal and one are event-based. Event-based. Holi is event-based or eternal now, I ask? Event-based festivals are those which happen in a particular period on the happening of certain event. The eternal festivals are those which are happening since perpetuity and they will happen till the perpetuity. They will be happening till the eternity. They will be celebrated by each and everyone in all the times. But the event-based are celebrated in present times only. So now Diwali is eternal or event-based?
Eternal.
Okay, why do we celebrate Diwali? Who will tell me?
Because that was the time when Mahavir Bhagwan became Bhagwan.
Awesome, very good. So, Mahavir, the becoming of Bhagwan of Mahavir, the king, monk Mahavir, is it event?
It's event based.
It's event, obviously. Before Mahavir Bhagwan's Keval Gyan, there was no Diwali being celebrated. It started only after when Mahavir Bhagwan got liberation, right? So, it is event based. Same ways is holy. So what is eternal? Eternal is Dashlakshan Dharma Parva. We did it. Right? We did once upon a time one chapter on Dashlakshan Parva.
Yeah.
Right? So that is eternal based. One is Ashtanika Parva. When the Devgati's Deva goes to the 8th Dweep to do the Pujan of the Bhagwan. That is Ashtanika Parva for 8 days. Dashlakshan Parva is for 10 days. And guess what? Today is the 9th day of the Dashlakshan Parva. Dashlakshan Parva is the presently they are going on. So today is Uttam Akinshanya Dharma, the day of Uttam Akinshanya. Okay, so the Dashlakshan Parva, the eternal Parvas are going on. Now who will tell me that Akshaya Tritiya is event based or eternal? Which festival Akshaya Tritiya is? Why is it being celebrated? Because on this day, Rishabh Dev Muniraj took Ahar for the first time. So is it event based or eternal?
Event based.
Event based, obviously, because before he took his Ahar, there was no Akshaya Tritiya. Akshaya Tritiya festival started after he took Ahar. Okay, so it's an event based festival. Clear to everybody? I guess we'll have to revise many stuff now again. okay, fine. So it's clear, right? Event based. Okay, so who gave him first Ahar? King Shreyans. What was in this Ahar? Sugarcane juice. After how much time did he eat anything? After a year. Okay, fine. Is this much clear?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how long did he practice his soul as a monk? Till he became Arihantha Pameshti. He practiced for 1,000 years. How long?
1,000 years.
So you must be wondering how long was his age. He lived for how long, right? What is his age? So this is the homework for you all to explore the age of Adinath Bhagwan. Your parents must be knowing it or else they'll have to find it for you or you will have to find it. Okay, so homework is we have to get the age of Adinath Bhagwan, okay? See, he is as a Muniraj, as a Sadhu Pamishti for 1,000 years. So for how long was he king? For how long is he Arhanta? Okay, so we have to, like you all will give me answer, okay? Fine? Hello?
Fine.
Okay, you got the homework, don't forget the homework, okay? So for 1,000 years, he remained in the state of self-absorption And one day he attained omniscience, the Keval Gyan, he became Sarvajna, and then the Deva came, they made his Talab Sharan, and then his religious code, that is Talab Sharan, started, and he started giving Devvidhwani. Right? So this is, and at the last, he got liberation from the Mount Kailash, Kailash Parvat. From where did he go to Moksha? From the Mount Kailash. Clear? Okay, so this much we should know about Adinath Bhagwan. So this is the basic knowledge about Adinath Bhagwan, which we attained today. About Mahavir Bhagwan, we'll be doing it in the next class. But what we have to do is we have 5 minutes. So we'll be reading just the dialogues of the next part so that we have all read it once. Okay, so we'll be discussing it in that next class. And then we'll be practicing the dialogues more for the recording. Okay, so now... the second part we all are going to read, we have only 5 minutes, okay? Both the sisters recite the Bhaktamma Sutra and then they leave for Pathshala 608. In the Pathshala 608 classroom, Arush, Arjun and Jamuna are sitting, waiting for the teacher to join. Excited about the story they'll get to listen today of Bhagwan Mahavir's previous birth as grandson of King Rishabhdev. As Lion ETC. As occasion of Mahavir Jayanti, celebration was coming close. We and Natasha entered the class. You know anything about Mahavir Jayanti? Hello, Mahavir Jayanti.
Yes, I know.
Okay, so when is it going to come, Mahavir Jayanti? Huh?
April 23rd.
Yeah, if it's tomorrow, right? Day after.
Yes.
Day after.
It's on
Tuesday. Okay, fine. So it's Mahavir Jayanti. So what is Mahavir Jayanti?
It is the birthday of.
Yeah, the birthday of the child Vardhaman who took birth and who later became Arhanta and Mahavir Bhagwan. Okay, so, okay. Now start, Natasha.
Jai Janendra, everybody. Meet my sister, Dia.
Jai Janendra.
So we have stories today on Bhagwan Mahavir, right?
Yes, we all are so excited.
Who was the Grand Navi and why he was born? I only know about Bhagwan Adinath.
Dear, gods are not born, they attain godhood. Child Vardhaman was born approximately 2600 years ago on the 13th day of the second half of the Indian month Chaitra. Later on, this same child, by his unique and superior efforts, became God Vardhaman, Mahavir Bhagwan.
And this means any one of us, by dint of his own effort, can attain godhood.
Oh, okay. Was Vardhaman just like us at birth?
Of course, Dia. And yet he was a genius, conversant with the knowledge of the self, prudent, healthy, and judicious. He possessed an immeasurable courage. He was never afraid of being any being whatsoever. Therefore, his playmates began to call him Veer and Ati Veer.
He is also called Sanmiti.
He had himself attained complete and perfect knowledge, and so he was called Sanmati. He conquered the powerful evils of attachment and adversation, and was as such called Mahavir.
So he was given 5 names in his life: Veer, Ati Veer, Samati, Vardhaman, and Mahavir.
And we celebrate his birthday as Mahavir Jayanti.
Did the citizens of the kingdom of his father also celebrate his date of birth with enthusiasm, pomp, and show?
Yes, he was Kshatriya, prince of Nathklan clan. His father was King Siddhartha and his mother Drisla Devi. Not only they, but all the subjects of the kingdom, heavenly beings, and their lord, Sodharma Indra, also celebrated the occasion with joy.
But I am wondering, Arjun, that why his birthday alone and not of others so celebrated?
Because it was his last birthday. After this, he destroyed the cycle of life and death. Devoid of all worldly attachments, he became omniscient. It is not happy to be born, but that birth alone is meaningful, wherein one becomes a god after destroying the eternal cycle of life and death.
So we are today celebrating the birthday of one who destroyed the cycle of life and death.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay, so you told me the names of father and mother, but not those of his wife and children, like King Shivadev had.
Diya, he never married, and therefore the question of wife and children does not arise. His parents tried their level best to persuade him to marry, but they failed utterly in their attempts.
Wow, did he then become a monk?
Of course. Nobody can become a god without invitation into monkhood. Mahavir renounced this world when he was only 30 years of age. In the full bloom of youth, and performed formidable penances. After continuous quest for the soul for 12 long years, he attained omniscience.
It thus means that he attained omniscience at the age of 42 years.
Yes. Thereafter, he traversed the whole of the country for 30 years and delivered religious sermons, his Divyadvani. In the end, at age of 72, he attained supreme bliss at his moksha at Pavapur on a day which up to this time is celebrated as Deepavali, the festival of illumination.
Is Deepavali then celebrated in the honor of his self-realization?
Oh yes, call it Deepavali, or the festival of attainment of supreme bliss. The same day his Gandhar,
Indra Bhuti,
Katam.
Gandhar Indra Bhuti Gautam.
Gandhar Indra Bhuti Gautam attained omniscience. He is known as Gautam Gandhar.
What doctrines preach for those 30 years?
Dia, you will know these in Pachala 608 every Sunday evening if you come regularly. At present, we shall tell you about some of his teachings in brief.
All souls are equal, not none superior or inferior.
God is not some different entity. By dint of one supreme effort, anybody can attain godhood.
God doesn't create or destroy things in the universe. He only knows them.
The nature of our souls is knowing, not indulging in passions.
We are unhappy and miserable on account of our own faults, and can be happy by rectifying the same.
Every soul is independent. None depends on another.
Every soul is in itself absolutely omniscient and blissful. The bliss doesn't come from outside.
Not only souls, but every object in the universe is subject to change by itself, without any external interference.
I guess I know. As you all have told me today, one of the teaching tools. Know thyself, recognize thyself, be immersed in thyself, and you will attain Godhood.
Awesome, Dia. Exactly. This is the mantra to liberation.
Know thyself, recognize thyself,
and you will
attain Godhood.
Teacher enters, discussion stops. It's story time to listen to the story of Madhuri Padwan and many more. Please join the Pashara 6-8 class. Okay, well done, excellent, very good. Okay, so it's a quite long thing, so we'll be discussing it in the next session, and then we'll be learning some good part of the life of Madhuri Padwan as well. Okay? So, till then we conclude today. We all will sing together the Dev Stuti, okay, and we'll conclude. Okay, so open Dev Stuti, complete poem, we all have to sing together. Sing at your path, okay? Okay, start.
Om God.
Devoid void of attachment,
our well-being,
Our wrong beliefs get destroyed.
My knowledge, son, fulfill prayer. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing.
Practice celibacy.
Let not raise our pride.
Drink that is nectar.
We always keep serving.
Our Jain religion divine. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our. May we always right, trading on a soul.
We don't happiness in the world.
Keep uttering your name, O Lord, that place of our souls in untamed, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let knowledge itself grow within our generations divine.
And pray that
with joined hands we worship thee, O Lord. Pray that all our souls be fulfilled in our souls. Devoid of
it,
O mission, well-being preacher, let our wrong belief
fulfill prayer.
Sense of
Anubhavji?
Hello?
I think he may have got disconnected.
I think he got disconnected. Hey, so thanks to all of you. And please make sure that practice well. So that next time we can do a rehearsal and then record it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Jinendra.
Jinendra.